Hector Guajardo is here today inspecting the Fisher Industries wall in Mission as part of a court order. Wearing a hard hat and neon orange vest, the land surveyor is taking inventory of the damage. Visible holes underneath the concrete where the border wall stands.
This longer damage area is 52 feet.
At the same time, Fisher is trying to repair the damage from Hurricane Hanna, the Category 1 storm that hit the Rio Grande Valley 2 weeks ago. Heavy machinery is picking up dirt, dropping it off, and smoothing it out on the south side of the wall. Tommy Fisher does not deny that his wall is having issues with erosion.
No matter what we do, if there's a huge storm, there's erosion. You guys can look anywhere you want in Hidalgo County, and there's been erosion that's happened because of the size of the storm. The difference is here, the erosion or the storm doesn't affect the wall or the road. And we have the ability to fix that here, and then we have the ability to make it stronger so it doesn't happen or it happens a lot less.
He says they're also doing something called hydroseeding, which adds vegetation to try and hold soil together and prevent future erosion.
On some places the grass grew more, some places it grew less. That's why we're spending, coming back as part of our erosion control maintenance plan.
Fisher's wall is about 3 miles long and costs more than $40 million. He says he's confident it will withstand future rainfall and an even stronger hurricane.
But we're going to build a project here that I'm only 50 years old and I'm hoping I make it to 85 or 90 if I'm lucky. And I guarantee I'm going to be back here when I'm 90 and there's nothing going to change here.
I mean, this is a 3 mile freestanding wall, a monument to stupidity. It connects to nothing. So it doesn't stop anything. You just go around it, or at this rate, as you've seen today, under it.
That's Mariana Trevino Wright. She's the executive director of the National Butterfly Center nearby. Trevino Wright is slowly making her way around the jagged terrain, and she's taking photos of the erosion. She points to some floating debris near the bank of the river. She says debris like that will float into the wall's bollards and cause an obstruction of water flow if there's a major flooding event.
That will cause the water to be redirected. One, back toward us and inland. That will increase the shear, the volume of water, and sediment redistribution. All of that will damage property upstream.
The National Butterfly Center is suing Fisher. Javier Peña is their attorney.
He says it's normal. He says it's not that big of a deal. But I think to those of us that actually live here, don't get to go back up to the Dakotas to their house and have to deal with the flooding and the devastation here, it is a big deal. And if you look just down here and you look across the river, no one's trucking in dirt to repair all the erosion.
The International Boundary and Water Commission also filed a lawsuit against Fisher several months ago. It said in court filings that Fisher's project in the floodplain of the Rio Grande could obstruct or deflect water, which could violate a long-standing 1970s treaty between Mexico and the U.S.
And the fact that they were building it immediately along the banks of the river, I knew it was going to have a ton of erosion problems.
Adriana Martinez is an associate professor at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. She has studied the impact of border wall on her hometown of Eagle Pass, Texas. She says the high level of erosion taking place at the site of the border wall is happening because of the wall itself.
And you can clearly see from the pictures that, maybe the fence wasn't compromised enough this time such that it compromised the integrity of the construction. But it's undermined the base of the fence. This storm had a lot of water and it may not have caused the fence to collapse, but it's just a matter of time before you do get to a storm that's big enough that it does.
ProPublica and the Texas Tribune recently published an investigation that found erosion along the base of the wall and near the banks of the river well before the hurricane. President Trump, who has made the construction of more border wall a central issue of his presidency, caught wind of the article and tweeted that he disagreed with this section of privately built border wall and that Fisher built the wall to make him look bad. Despite the lawsuits, criticism from Trump, and the cost to repair the damage from erosion, Fisher says it has all been worth it.
I think it's a learning experience when you build anything. And I think with the knowledge that I've got from this project, if the president or DHS decided that, hey, a primary wall system is going to be more beneficial in the Rio Grande, we know how to build it, what we're going to do, how fast, and everything else. So, you always sort of walk before you run. And I'd have no regrets. I'd do it all over again if I could.
And despite that criticism from Trump, the administration is still working with Fisher. He's been awarded almost $2 billion in federal contracts to build more border wall. That includes a $289 million contract announced this week for construction in the Laredo area. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Mission.